precious there.
Good morning. This is Mirazan sitting by myself. Diane is out on a job. It's October. Gosh, it's getting pretty cold out there. And the number's here to call. If you have anything to talk about, you can give me a call at 543-5985. 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. So please give me a call. You can talk about anything that is on your mind, or if you would like to make it anonymous, you can send us an email at radio@kyuk.org. I can't believe I came to work this morning without my cell phone. I feel really lost, like I lost a child or a dog or something. Anyway, like I said, this is KYUK Friday Talk Line. Please give us a call. Lots happening in this town this weekend. I just want to read out some of our messages, important messages that came in the last few days. There is a missing pilot named Kyle Stevens, age 31. The director from Keiko near Russian mission flew to Bethel October 16 at 2 p.m. And no one has heard from him yet. His plane tail is number N83472. If anyone has any information about his whereabouts, please call Moses Hale at 907-949-6066. Also, a lot happening in this wonderful community of Mamtareslak. Arctic Chiropractic will be hosting a fall open house Saturday, October 28th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. All community members are welcome. Food, free 10-minute massages, and coupons for free initial exams will be provided. Free chiropractic adjustments. A company spokesperson will be Bill Casimir. I believe he's the strongest man in all the world. Will be in town again. So give Arctic Chiropractic a call at 907-545-7600. You can't get any better than that. I will read the rest of these important messages. We have a caller on the line, Garrett Husson. Good morning, Garrett.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, it is Friday. feeling pretty good, although it's pretty foggy out here in Bethel.
I can see that from my office window. I'm actually sitting at Arctic Chiropractic right now. I just heard you make our spot.
Oh, yes, Dr. Garrett.
Yeah, that's me.
Welcome to the talk line this morning. I actually just read that wonderful happening, which is happening October 28th.
Yes, that's right. We are having an open house, and we're welcoming a new massage therapist to our staff, who's coming to Bethel for the first time to Alaska from Texas.
Oh, wow.
And his name is Christopher, and he's going to bring a lot of nice skills to the table. He's skilled in prenatal massage, which is something we've never specifically offered at our office before. And we just have, you know, an open house for the community members. Anyone can come by. We're going to have some refreshments and even give out some free chair massages to people who stop by for about, you know, 10 or 15 minutes to get a little sample of what some of our therapists do. And if you're an established patient, we're going to give some free adjustments and give out some coupons to any folks who would like to become patients to get a free evaluation.
Wow, that sounds like the best deal thus far. I know I go up there for my appointments for my knee, and you guys do a wonderful job, Dr. Garrett.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for letting me call in and making announcements to the community. We want to hopefully have a good turnout, and it sounds like it's going to be a busy weekend. There's a lot of stuff going on, but we hope to see you at Arctic Chiropractic on the 28th from 11 o'clock to 5 p.m.
Gosh, cannot get any better than that. Thank you so much for calling, Dr. Garrett.
Thanks. Have a great day, Bethel.
Okay, have a good weekend. Thank you for calling. You heard that Arctic Chiropractic will be hosting a fall open house Saturday, October 28th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. All community members are welcome. There will be refreshments. Gosh, and you will get free 10-minute massages and coupons for initial exams. So, wow, take advantage of that community and Say hello to Dr. Garrett, wonderful Dr. Garrett and his amazing crew out there, physical therapist Sherry and Christina, the massage therapist, and there's a new chiropractor coming into town. That's great. So we have Stephen on the line. Good morning, Stephen from Napusquiak.
Yeah, good morning. I have a concern. My brother just recently came back from hunting up Tijuana, and while they were hunting, they spotted at least two herds of caribou, and there was a helicopter herding those two herds back to the mountain, a red helicopter, possibly from Bethel, Alaska.
Oh, no, upriver.
Not upriver, close to Kizaralik River.
Oh, Kizaralik.
Towards Kilbuck Mountains, you know. And, you know, when natives hunt during the winter, and, you know, they're really not chasing the caribou, you know. We've had instances where either the Department of Fish and Game or Fish and Wildlife land their planes and go talk to those individuals that they're harassing the animals by chasing them. And they're going 20, 30 miles an hour, you know, trying to catch game, food for their families. Now, what either the state of Alaska, Department of Fish and Game in Bethel, or the Fish and Wildlife is doing is same thing, possibly much worse, herding those caribou back to the mountains. And they should just allow them to do their natural thing and search for food. If they graze for food, that's where that small chetna herd started coming this way, because there's plenty of food for the caribou to eat.
I would think that would be illegal for them to be herding them with a helicopter.
You know, they shouldn't be herding those animals back to the mountains. This is not the first time it's happened. It's happened prior years before. Either a plane or a helicopter herding them back towards the mountains. So I just wanted to point that out. It's a big concern for us, because it's happened before. I'm pretty sure this won't be the last time this happens. Even during the winter, there's reports that the same red helicopter or red plane is herding those caribou back to the mountains.
So you're out there hunting, and I know it's food for the table. Gosh, we really depend on our subsistence, and I'm sorry this has happened. Did you contact Fish and Wildlife?
No, I haven't, because my brother wasn't able to take the tail number of the aircraft. It was too far. And they tried using binoculars to see if they could capture, you know, using their smartphones.
Yeah.
But they weren't able to. So it's just a concern, and I'm pretty sure other people will call.
That is a really big concern. I thank you so much, Stephen, and I hope Fish and Game Wildlife are listening out there. Thank you, Stephen, for your concern calling in. Yes, I can't imagine, because this time of the year we really depend on our caribou and moose, and it is food on the table for our families. So I do hope that Fish and Wildlife is listening out there. So I thank Kuyanakfa Stephen from Napusquiak for calling. Again, this is Merazgan Friday Talk Line. You can give me a call. Phone lines are open at 543-5985, 543-2756, or toll-free number 1-800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. Before we get anybody on the line, we were so busy for the last few weeks with our KYUK fundraiser, and it was quite a success. We had 350 supporters of KYUK, of Bethel Broadcasting. Thank you so very much to those 350 supporters of KYUK with Bethel Broadcasting. We were able to raise $30,000 for our fall fundraiser. We could not have done it without our wonderful businesses that have really supported our fundraiser this year. I thank you very much for making it happen. We have a lot of programs out there. Without our businesses out there and many folks out there that made it possible for our programs to continue. I know that we have a lot of many favorites out there with NPR or Yupik News. We're in all of the state of Alaska. Do you hear Yupik News or English News Daily? And there's also like Search and Uke to Uke and Friday Talk Line, Birthday Line, Song Request Line, and many, many others. But we really want to thank those businesses out there that made it possible. Crowley, Raven Airlines, Napaimit Enterprises, Chloe and Isabel. There was a beautiful turquoise jewelry donated by Deanna Pavel. Stan's Hair Design. I'll say Swanson Store, Myers Farm, Lisa's Party Depot, Back Creek Marine, Lumber Yard, VFW, Longhouse Hotel, Napa Auto Parts, Cusco Cab, I know was another big, made a big donation. But these are the businesses that made our prizes, top prizes done, we had done daily, and the grand prizes were done finale at the end. Napa Auto Parts, Bentley Bed and Breakfast, JD's Carpet Cleaning Services, Casey's Carpet, ID Variety. Marlis Fox had donated, made a beautiful guest book. We thank you very much, Marlis Fox. And So Yupik with Nikki Corbett, Kuyanakfa, for the beautiful modern guest book that you had sewn and donated for our wonderful fundraiser. We also had Bethel Bookkeeping Services with Laura Carr, and she also had donated a lovely basket of Ramone hair supplies. Arctic Chiropractic, Baba's Pizza, AC Philly's Pizza, Nicholson's Auto, Karina's Case Lot, YK Fitness Center. Let's see here. Bethel Transit System, Jalista, Francine Chiklak had donated a lovely seal artwork. Renee Athanas always comes through. Someone had, Bobby Gaia and his wife Jesslyn won a beautiful ceramic bowl made by Renee Athanas that was donated. Ute Espresso. So many, many others. We thank you so very much for making it possible for our fall fundraiser. Like I said, we were able to reach $30,000, and that really helps many of our programs that you love to listen to, like such as Prairie Home Companion, Friday Talk Line, Wednesday Wellness. We also give out daily weather and Search when someone is missing out there. We sometimes give out legislative updates. Yupik News is also popular in the English news. Winter comes around, we have the Cusco 300 updates. Let's see, we also have a high school basketball throughout the winter, and we have videos during the Chimay Festival. We also host the city town hall meetings. And one of the other favorites is Geezer Rock with our wonderful Peter Twitchell, who will be leaving us soon, unfortunately. He's moving to Anchorage, like he said on the air a couple weeks ago. That will be a tough shoe to fit, but he will be back for a few more times. So I know Geezer Rock with Peter Twitchell is always popular. Those are the many, many programs that we have here at KYUK, and we really thank the businesses that I stated earlier. Like I said earlier, we had 350 supporters of KYUK, and we were able to raise $30,000. Wow. So, many, many folks that came into KYUK. We even had folks that came in from, went by boat, which really made me, I was just surprised to see my friends from Akachok. They came in by boat, Vera and Louis Manutli. They even folks, I invited folks to come into our station live. I know they get a lot of anxiety, but they are able to say hello and think their favorite, tell us their favorite programs. So we really appreciate folks that came in from up and down river by boat to make donations. I know my friend Nick and Alice Ayapan from Kuikluk came in as well. We had wonderful supporters all the way from Iliamna and Washington and many folks from up and down the river and, of course, locally. So we thank you folks. It was a wonderful 2-week KYUK fundraiser. So with that being said, I want to thank our grand prize businesses that made it possible. Crowley, they donated $1,000 worth of fuel. Raven Airlines had donated tickets within the YK Delta. And Napaimit Enterprise with Mark Leary had donated half a quart of logs chopped. So without these big businesses, we could not have done it without you. So thank you very, very much to you wonderful folks out there that had made donations. I know we had quite a few folks that came into our studio live. We even had our elders come in. I was happy to see Lydia Wheeler walked across from her home and made a donation. So it was really nice to see many folks, even Baba Gaya, who sweated his first time being live, Robert Hoffman. It was quite comical to see a lot of folks come in, young and old. I see we have a caller coming in. Good morning, Della. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning. Just want to let all the public know that there's going to be revival going on, being held at the old bowling alley. It'll start tonight at 7 p.m. and it'll go till Sunday. And I know they still have a potluck going on this coming Sunday, so people bringing a dish to share. And also, I wanted to let all the parents to know, please talk to your kids about bullying. You know, bullying is not good, because my son came home and he was telling me he was being bully, and I wasn't happy about that. And I think somebody needs to go to the school and talk to the youth about that, not to bully other people. It's not good. And want to be kind to each other and, you know, having good friends.
I'm really sorry that happened to your son. I know it happens too often anymore all over the state, and it really breaks my heart when I hear children bullying. Had you brought it up to the principal at the school?
My son said he was trying to tell the whoever those teachers at the school, and they didn't do nothing. So
next thing is call the or meet with the principal perhaps and let him know, let him be aware that bullying is totally unacceptable.
Yeah, and I want to let everybody I want to spread that the word to up and down the river, everywhere in the village. So I'm just having a good morning, having just me and my husband were just having good morning with our grandson and having coffee, having warm oatmeal. Okay, that's all I just want to...
Well, I really appreciate your phone call, Della. I will make an... Stella, I'm sorry. I will make an announcement later. The revival starts tonight, each night at 7 p.m., is that correct?
I think today it's at 7, then tomorrow I'm thinking it's at 12 or 2 o'clock, and Sunday is 2 p.m. also.
Okay, and maybe if somebody is on listening on the radio, if those are the correct times, at noon, 2 o'clock and 7 Saturday and Sunday as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Good morning. Thank you for calling,
good
Stella.
Good morning, too. Okay, bye.
Okay, like Stella said that, gosh, bullying is so unacceptable. If you have any issues with your child, by gosh, meet with the principal. That is, we hear that too often anymore. We were never raised to be bullied towards others. We were raised to always to have respect. So I always said, you know, if you raise your child to have respect and love, really goes a long way. So if your child is being bullied, by gosh, meet with the principal. Let's stop the cycle of bullying in this at the schools. So as Stella was saying, there is a revival. I believe they had a guest. I wasn't too she didn't give the guest, but they have a guest coming in for the revival. Is at ONC. It starts tonight at 7 p.m. and it is at the ONC building. It was the old bowling alley. She was saying that there is a potluck on Sunday. So revival starts tonight at 7 p.m. and goes till Saturday and Sunday, 12 noon and 2 and 7 p.m. and a potluck on Sunday. Okay, we have Wilson. Good morning, Wilson.
Yeah, good morning there, happy people.
Happy people it is. It's Friday. Friday and yeah. Foggy.
And I'm calling from beautiful downtown Bethel. It's my hometown, your hometown. We care about our home, you know.
We sure
and our
do.
People. And I'm glad I was able to do my part in supporting KYUK and some challenges were met and all that.
Thank you very much.
People who have donated should feel really proud of themselves for being a part of the community. That's one way of showing that you care about the people and about our hometown. I did a question or a challenge on Facebook because everybody does Facebook nowadays. And I was on the Facebook. I said, I wonder who's going to be the next person to sponsor a dance. All you have to do is call ONC 543-2608. Rent the multi-purpose building and sponsor a dance at the bowling alley for the community. And I guess nobody has been willing to do that, so I'm forced to do it again. On the 28th, there's a costume dance. You know, you might win a prize for best costume at the bowling alley at the multi-purpose building.
Oh, nice. Who's sponsoring that costume dance?
That's me, because nobody else is standing up and saying, I love my community, I love the people, and I want to do something for the people, give them something to do, give them something to look forward to. And since high school is having their carnival on the, I think it's on Thursday, or for 25th or 26th, something like that, I'm doing a costume. You don't only have to use it on Halloween, you can use it the Saturday before at the multi-purpose building, costume dance.
So nice of you. We'll call you the magic man that evening. What time does it start?
From 9 to 1. I wear a costume and you might win best costume contest, you know, or something.
Well, folks, there you heard it. Magic, our one and only Bethel Magic Man is sponsoring a costume dance.
And for one other thing, caution for the drivers out there. Once the sun comes out, the roads get slippery in the morning, so be careful. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much, Magic Man Wilson Green, who has always been one of our wonderful supporters of KYUK. We thank you very much for calling in, Wilson Magic Man. You heard it. He is going to have a costume dance that he's sponsoring, which will be October 28, 9 p.m. to 1 at the ONC Multi-Purpose Room, a building, I should say. So lots going on in Bethel here. I was saying earlier, thanking everyone, all the businesses that have made it possible for our wonderful KYUK yearly fundraiser. We did. We were able to raise $30,000. So Kuyanak Falpachi for making, taking time to make a donation. It really warmed everyone here at KYUK. We had a wonderful time. I want to mention before we get another caller, phone lines are open. Please give us a call at 543-5985, 543-2756, or toll-free number 995-8954. Or you can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. I want to say before someone else calls, we have quite a few prizes that need to be picked up here at KYUK. They're right up front with Petra. I had put names on them, so office is open from, you can come pick it up until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We have Theodore Nikolai. You've won an AC gift certificate. Allison Samuelson. You won a courtesy of Casey's Carpet, a $200 value. And Captain Meeks, if you're listening out there, you have a wonderful Baba's Pizza certificate. Leonard Patton, courtesy of Jalissa, donated a wonderful looking vest. And Madeline Reichardt, I hope I pronounced that right. Madeline Reichardt, you have won a beautiful Gus book, a modern Gus book donated by So Yupik with Nikki Corbett. Kuyanakfa Nikki Corbett for making that wonderful donation to KYUK. And Madeline Reichardt, come pick up your beautiful modern Gus book here at the office, KYUK office. And we had two Raven tickets. The two winners were Paul Jenkins and Justin Winterstein. You were our two winners. So come by anytime. I see we have someone on just calling in. I will take a break with the names here. We have good morning, Shaddy, Robbie.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
I'm just a sole person here. This is Mirazgan, Carolyn.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm glad it's Friday, and I'm glad that you called, Shaddy.
Absolutely. So just calling to give a weekly announcement about the fitness center.
Okay.
So we're rocking and rolling over here like every other Friday and like every other weekend. It's half-price admission to the pool. So it's starting to get cold outside, thankfully. But now we're looking for some fun, healthy things to do inside, and the pool is right around the corner, and it's half-price every single weekend.
So is this the weekend?
The Fridays constitute as the weekend over here, so we allow Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So it's half-price admission for everybody, and we look forward to seeing everybody out. We open at 10 a.m. tomorrow and 10 a.m. on Sunday as well. We have some special events coming up. So this weekend, tomorrow, the Diabetes Prevention Department at YK is putting on a 5K race. It's a zombie race, and that is tomorrow, starting at 12 p.m. So you can dress up like a zombie and come over here and run a 5K and get some exercise in, and then go home and do whatever you want to do on Saturday, right? Or you can come swimming for half price.
There you go. So that's tomorrow at what time?
That is tomorrow at noon. So setup begins, registration opens at 11. There's going to be a costume contest. There's going to be some fun and games put on by the Diabetes Prevention Department. So there's going to be a smoothie bike station. So you pedal a bike and make yourself a smoothie, so it's a healthy way to make a healthy meal.
Nice. I need one of those at home.
Yeah, so if anybody in the community is looking for something to do, come on over tomorrow and watch the zombie run and then participate in the activities tomorrow.
I believe that starts at the Culture Center, or?
So it's going to start here at the Fitness Center.
Oh, Fitness Center, okay.
Yep, so it's going to start at the Fitness Center. And then next weekend, we actually have our Halloween event. So if anybody's looking for something to do, we're having a costume contest on Saturday, October 28th. So it's a great way to get the kids out of the house again and have some participate in the holidays, right? So the Halloween event is next Saturday, 10/28, starting at 4 p.m.
Great.
And we have all of our information on our Facebook about this and on our website. All of our classes start the last week of October. and the first week of November. So those two weeks split together, and that's when all of our new classes start. So this is all of our swimming classes, all of our dance classes for the kiddos, and then all of our group fitness classes for all the adults. So that's the yoga, the boxing, the weightlifting classes. All of those start the last week in October. So this will be October 30th they're going to begin. Lastly, our PFD sale is still going through the end of the month. So this is 20% off all of our annual memberships and 10% off all of our monthly memberships. So just remember that. If anybody's thinking about pulling the trigger on an annual or a monthly membership, if you do that before November, you'll get that discount. So again, 20% off all of our annual memberships and 10% off our monthly memberships. And I know I said that was the last thing, but one last thing is we're hiring a customer service manager currently. So if anybody listening is looking for a full-time job, we're hiring a manager at the facility. So please come over, call us, or shoot me an email if you have any questions about that. As every other week, the best way to find our information is on our Facebook page. So that's going to be the UConn Kuskokwim Fitness Center spelled out, or our website, ykfitness.org. Or, of course, you can always call or come over to the facility. Our phone number over here is 543-0390, 543-0390. Or you can come visit us. We're right across the street from you in KLA. And we're always welcome. We always give tours, and we're happy to answer questions over here.
Wow, with that being said, a lot of things happening over there at the wonderful YK Fitness Center. So, community, you heard it, get involved.
Come on over. We want everybody to come over and visit the facility.
Great. I thank you so much, Shadi, for the wonderful information. We love it when you call in and let us know what's going on in this wonderful community. So lots going on for the fitness center.
We like the talk line to get out our programs and our marketing stuff. So we appreciate you as well.
Great. Thank you for calling in, Shadi.
Have a great weekend.
Okay. You too. Have a wonderful weekend. Okay.
Bye.
Good morning. We have Bob Monet.
Good morning.
Good morning.
They pretty much know me here as Pastor Connick, Bob Monet, with New Fire Bethel Ministry. And we have Evangelist Gary Simple. He'll be here. We're going to be at the ONC Bowling Alley at 7 o'clock. And so we have Friday at 7 o'clock, Saturday at 2 o'clock, and Sunday at 2 o'clock with a potlatch. This is more than just a church activity, though. We all, our key is to reach out to those wrestling and struggling with drugs and alcohol and suffering from domestic violence. So it's a real opportunity to minister and help give people support and give them hope and encouragement.
Thank you so very much, Bob. I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there, so it starts tonight at 7 p.m.?
7 p.m. at the bowling alley, and 2 on Saturday and 2 on Sunday.
Okay, and with a potluck as well on Sunday.
Yes.
So the guest speaker is Gary Simple?
Gary will be doing the music, and he'll have pretty much on all 3 days, he's doing all the music. I'll be giving one message. Peter Atchek will be bringing another message. Then we also have Sam Alexi will be bringing another one. So it'll be three different speakers. So we're looking at a pretty good weekend of and giving people hope and encouragement and a time to give them some information on if they want some counsel or arrange it and set it up where we can talk with people and help them with some of the issues that they're facing.
Well, wonderful. We thank you very much, Bob, for calling in and letting us folks know out there that this revival starts tonight at the ONC Multipurpose Building.
Yes, yes.
So 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Great. Thank you very much for calling us, Bob. Well,
thank you very much for the time.
Okay, have a wonderful weekend.
Hey, God bless.
Okay, you have heard it from Bob Monet. He said there is a revival at the ONC Multipurpose Building. Starts tonight at 7 p.m. The guest speaker is Gary Simple. So Friday, 7 p.m. tonight, Saturday at 2, and at 7 p.m. and Sunday, 2 o'clock and 7 p.m., and a potluck to follow on Sunday. So lots going on this weekend. As Shadi was saying, there's going to be a, at noon with the 11 a.m. registration at the YK Fitness Center, sponsored by the Diabetes Prevention Department. A 5K race is called a 5K Zombie Race. I heard there's a lot of fun things going on tomorrow, and that starts at noon at the YK Fitness Center. Registration is at 11 for the Diabetes Prevention. They are sponsoring the 5K race. It's called the Zombie Race. So lots happening this weekend. And like I said earlier, we have some folks that need to come up and pick up their prizes. We have quite a few folks that can come in to our KYK station, and they're right up front with our wonderful secretary, Petra. The prizes are right up front. You can pick up your prizes. Theodore Nikolai, you want an AC gift certificate of $100. Allison Samuelson, you, courtesy of Casey's Carpet, you value at $200. Captain Meeks, want a Baba's Pizza. Leonard Patton, you want a courtesy of Jalissa, want a vest. And Madeline Reichhart, you want a beautiful modern Gus book. We want to thank So Yupik with Nikki Corbett. And we had two big winners, grand prize winners. I'm sorry we weren't able to announce them right away. We were pretty exhausted by the time the last day of KYK fundraiser was done with on Friday. But I'll make sure to put them up on our website. Good morning, Anna. You're on the air.
Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Anna. With the new technology in, with the flat screen TVs and antennas out in the villages that have no cable service, what kind of antenna works for, you know, if we want to get the ARCs, public TV?
Good question. I know there's a simple antenna. I'm not sure the name of it, but hopefully my wonderful switchboard supervisor, Julia, can ask Joe out there to see what kind of antenna folks can get out there so they can watch the ARCS programs. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm inquiring.
Okay.
I'm still behind the times.
Yes.
I need to know, because I've seen so many different kind of antennas and what works best for a village.
Okay. Well, you made a good point there, Anna. I know one of my family members were looking for an antenna a week ago, and I meant to ask someone, and I hadn't had a chance. So hopefully we can get information from one of our KYUK engineers out there.
Okay.
And
we'll, Patrick.
We will let you know later on during
and
the show.
And air it out and... before you get off the air, maybe you can inquire and announce it.
Okay, Anna. Hopefully one of our KYUK engineers are listening and wondering what kind of an antenna we should folks can buy.
For the flat screen TV.
Oh, what, for the fancy flat screen TV?
For the old-fashioned one, too.
Oh, okay. Well,
both ways.
Okay. Well,
thanks, Carolyn.
Thank you for calling, Anna.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, like I said, I wanted to thank our folks out there, but folks that made donations and won prizes, Paul Jenkins and Justine Winterstein. You can pick up your Raven Airline tickets here at the office anytime today till 5. We also have a winner, Olinka Sakar. You won a gift certificate courtesy of Bethel Transit System with bus passes and a lovely looking Jalista. Courtesy of Jalista, you won a vest. So Olinka Sakar. And Benjamin Albright, if you're out there, you also won a pretty good looking Humor Yupik shirt donated by I believe it was Jason Smith that donated that. So Benjamin Albright, come by KYUK and pick up your prize. Also, Clara Morgan, You won a bag of KYUK goodies and courtesy of Bethel Transit System, some bus passes. So, Clara Morgan, come visit us at the station. Let's see. Andrew Brown of EEK, please give us a call at 543-3131. I know you're going to come up by boat to pick up your beautiful basket of Monet hair products. You can give us a call, 543-3131. I will finish the rest of these names. We have Ray Peterson on the line. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Yes, good morning, Ray.
Hi, I'm just calling to remind our listeners that the Diabetes Department is going to be hosting the 4th Annual Spawn of the Dead Zombie Run at the YKA Fitness Center on October 21st, which is tomorrow. And we would like to invite you to join us for the event. There's going to be a costume contest, photo booth, smoothie bike, color and foil embossing stations. And this event is free to all, and no entry fee is needed. And if you have any questions or concerns, you know, you can give me a call at the Diabetes Department. The number is 543-6133. And some of the different descriptions for our Zombie Run participants are runners. Runners will be assigned a yellow bib that alerts zombies to not chase them, but they will still be traveling through our zombie-infested zones. As survivors, you can be given a flag belt that has two flags and a green bib, and those items let our zombies know, oh, those people are good to chase. And then, of course, we have people or participants to be zombies. So the purpose of being a zombie is to try and capture as many of those survivors' flags as you can. We have trophies for each of the different participants, so you know, runners and the zombies. So the event, again, is the 4th Annual Spawn of the Dead. It's at the YK Fitness Center in City Sub. It's happening tomorrow. Our doors are open for registration starting at 12. We're going to be hosting the costume contest at 1. The zombie run actually begins at 2 p.m., and then we start doing the award ceremony by 3:30.
Oh, okay. So registration is at noon, not at 11.
Correct. 11 is just going to be our volunteers and diabetes being there to set up for the event.
Okay, and then so registration at noon, and the zombie race starts at 2, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, sounds like a lot of fun, and we've had pretty good weather out there. It thaws out before noon, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's decent, clear skies, nice clean air. It's just dress in layers, and do not necessarily have to participate in the costume contest, but costumes are definitely encouraged. And zombies, or if people want to dress up as zombies, I do encourage you to sign up to participate as a zombie. This is to cut down on any confusion during the race. And you know, if some of the runners are dressed up as a zombie, you may get caught up in the moment. And yeah.
Wow. So, and this is the fourth year of the Diabetes Prevention 5K race?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, wonderful. It starts at the YK Fitness Center at noon with many prizes and a lot of things happening tomorrow, sounds like, Ray.
Yep. Agree. So, yeah, again, contact information, contact the Diabetes Department at 543-6133. If you have any questions, and of course, you know, could just ask for Ray. And yeah, thank you again for having me on Talkline.
Great. Good morning. Thank you again for calling, and we will remind folks out there to get involved tomorrow.
Yes, thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. Okay, good morning. So you've heard it there, folks. A lot of things happening tomorrow. They have the revival at ONC. Starts at 7 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow at 2 and 7, Saturday and Sunday, and a potluck to follow with a guest speaker, Gary Simple, at the revival at ONC at the old bowling alley. So you've heard it from Ray Peterson, courtesy of Diabetes Prevention Department, is their fourth year of the fun run. But this year it's called the Zombie 5K run. It's starting at the Waikiki Fitness Center. You can register at 12 noon. I believe the race starts at 2 p.m. And it is free to all. There will be a costume contest and many other fun activities going on, like you heard them. There will also be trophies for winners. So sounds like a fun, healthy thing to do for families out there. So with that being said, let's see here. Antenna information from Engineer Joe. Do you want to say something about that, Julia?
Yeah, I asked our engineer Joe about an antenna for villages, and he did a quick search online, and he just gave me a note. There's one by one indoor amplified TV antenna, 50-mile range, at Amazon for $29.95. One indoor amplified TV antenna, 50-mile range.
Oh, okay. So you heard that, Anna. Thank you, Julia. You've heard that, Anna. And, of course, something I learned, too. One of my family members wanted to buy an antenna. I had no clue. Gosh, we did it years ago as a child. We had an antenna, or we used foil. When we only had, like, three stations. I kind of miss those days, and you'd have to run up and change the channel. You'd have to walk up and change the channel. Did you hear me? So now we get so spoiled, we just sit on the computer with a remote control. Oh, dear. So, Anna, you heard that? Kuyanakfa Joe, our engineer, you can get online at Amazon.com. It's an indoor one amplified 50 radius antenna. So there you go. So, Kuyanakfa, Julia, and Joe, our engineer at KYUK, that was for the antenna. So, you'll know what to do. So, you can watch, like the AFN is going on right now, I believe, with ARC. So, hopefully, you'll be able to find a indoor amplified antenna with a 50 radius. So, with that being said, let's get back to my winners here at KYUK Fundraiser. We had Clara Morgan. You won a bag of KYUK goodies, and courtesy of Bethel Transit System, you won a couple of bus passes. So come on by, Clara. Also, Andrew Brown from EEC, I know he's going to come by boat. I know it's getting pretty cold out there. Give us a call at 543-3131. We can maybe perhaps mail your prize winnings a beautiful basket of Monet hair products. Also, Tabitha Prince, come by the station today. We are here till 5. You want a beautiful turquoise jewelry set. Chloe and Isabel, Deanna Pavel had donated. That is absolutely beautiful. So, Tabitha Prince, you are our winner on that one. Also, Ann Preston, you want a beautiful... Kuyanakfa to Francine Chikalak. She had donated her beautiful seal art. So you were the lucky winner, Ann Preston. Also, Michelle DeWitt. You seem to be one of our big winners here at during our KYK fundraiser. Michelle DeWitt, if you can come by our KYK station, courtesy of Napa. We have a Bristol dartboard here for you. Looks like a lot of fun. You were also, I believe, one of our grand prize winners, Michelle DeWitt. You were also our grand prize winner, courtesy of Crowley, $500 fuel. So contact us at 543-3131. Also, Theodore Nikolai, you won an AC certificate of $100. Come by your KYK station and pick up that gift certificate. Allison Lacander, please give us a call at 543-3131. You were one of our grand prize winners. Napaimute Enterprises, Mark Leary had donated a half quart of logs chopped. Kuyanakfa Napaimute Enterprise with Mark Leary, our wonderful upriver folks. We really appreciate your yearly donation. So Allison Lacander, please give us a call at 543-313-1. You're one of our grand prize winners. Scott Gwynn, I know him and his family did a lot of challenges and made big donations. We really appreciate that. Scott Gwynn, you were one of our big winners with Crowley donation of $500 worth of fuel. So with that being said, Michelle DeWitt had also won that Crowley $500 fuel. So those two were our lucky winners. Lisa's Depot had donated a beautiful modern guest book. We thank Lisa Party Depot for donating that. And the winner was Minnie Jokey. You can go by Lisa's Party Depot and give her your name, Minnie Jokey, and you can pick out your own beautiful modern guest book sewn by the owner herself, Lisa. So thank you very much, Lisa's Party Depot, for donating the beautiful modern guest book of choice. So Minnie Jokey, you can go by Lisa's Party Depot and pick up your beautiful modern guest book. Also, our other big winner, thank you, courtesy of YK Fitness Center, Gary Fredericks. You're one of our big winners. So with that being said, you had, I believe you won a one-member annual membership. So with YK Fitness Center, Gary Fredericks, you were one of our big winners there. Elizabeth Ulak, lastly, Elizabeth Ulak, you won one of the beautiful birch trees donated by Bethel Greenhouse. With that being said, folks, just come on by our radio station. Doors are open till 5 p.m. and come pick up your prizes. So with that being said, I'd like to read off some important messages. Like I said, Arctic Chiropractic made a call. Dr. Garrett will be hosting a fall open house Saturday, October 28th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. All community members are welcome. Food, free 10-minute massages, and coupons for free initial exams will be provided. Free chiropractic adjustments. Company spokesperson will be in town. Bill Casimir, I believe he's the world's strongest man, will be in town again. Please give them a call. Arctic Chiropractic's number is 545-7600. I'm wondering if that is 543-7600 for additional details. So I know Dr. Garrett himself called earlier this morning. He was one of my first callers. Gosh, you can't beat that. They really do a wonderful job out there. I know I had to go up there for physical therapy with Sherry on my knee. They really, truly do a wonderful job out there, Dr. Garrett, with his chiropractic services. They are also beginning a new massage therapist who has extra, services with the prenatal massages. So that sounds pretty wonderful. Folks out there, get involved. And that is, again, is Saturday, October 28th for the fall open house at the Arctic Chiropractor. We want to encourage everyone. Gosh, we love our children here in Bethel. Get involved, folks, families. The Emmy Mikilungut Little Folks, Emmy Little Folks is having a Halloween carnival. Fundraiser will be Saturday, the 21st, from noon to 3 p.m. So families, get out there and bring your children. Emmy will have a Little Folks Halloween Carnival fundraiser. Again, that is Saturday. Mark your calendar. Saturday, the 21st, from noon to 3. There will be games, cupcake walks, cookie decorating, face painting, concessions, even a bouncy house. That sounds like a lot of fun. And also free reflective tape applied to coats. Wow. What a wonderful time to be having that, because I know a lot of folks need, while they're walking, we don't necessarily see them. So this is really nice that they are also given free reflective tape applied to coats. And volunteers are much needed there at the ME Little Folks Halloween Carnival fundraiser. They didn't give us a phone number, but maybe perhaps someone might give us a phone number for that. So volunteers are needed for that. The email is about the carnival. Okay. Unit 18, Kuskokwim Moose Hunters, need to report on their registration moose harvest tickets 6/15 to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game by mail, online, or drop them off at the office. Each person with the RM-615 ticket is required to report. Also, today, October 18, 19, and 20, Unheard Voices, Unheard Wisdom, artist Carmel Anderson, art that depicts victims impacted by domestic violence and sexual abuse, starting today, October 18, 19, and 20. Viewing hours are from 12 noon to 7 p.m. Artists talk to 5:30 Wednesday at YPCC at the Cultural Center. Okay, we have Gregory on the line. Good morning, Gregory. You're on the air.
Yoo-hoo. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
Hey. I'd like to pass on a thank you to everyone that pledged and donated to KYUK. Y'all are doing mighty fine. Fine as mine. And I guess that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you, Greg. I know you're one of our supporters. We really appreciate it when folks call in and let us know we're doing a great job. So, and it's Friday being said, and thank you for calling in, Greg.
All right. Good day.
Okay, good day. Thank you, Greg. We love it when folks let us know that we're doing a great job. So thank you very much, Greg, for that phone call. So the Unheard Voices and the Unheard Wisdom is today, October 18, 19, and 20 at the Cultural Center. Viewing hours are noon, 12 to 7 p.m. Artist talk is at 5:30 Wednesday at the Cultural Center. The Unheard Voices and Unheard Wisdom's artist Carmel Anderson, art that depicts victims impacted by domestic and sexual abuse starting today. So let's see what else is going on here. Gerald Hodges, director of the long-term care facility, will be the guest speaker at the Chamber of Commerce luncheon today. Let's see here, at the Aurora restaurant, noon to 1. PFD sales rates at the Fitness YK Fitness Center. Memberships are available through October 31st at 10% off a monthly membership and 20% off annual membership. This is truly the best deal of the year. In addition to access to the facility, members receive a 35% discount of all the programs. I know they have a lot of wonderful programs at the YK Fitness Center. Not just exercising, but they have like ballet and guitar classes. And did I say ballet? They have a lot of things going on at the YK Fitness Center. It sounds like a good time to be had by all. So I always love it when Shadi gives us a call, lets us know what is going on. So with that being said, at AFN, I know you all former graduates of Chumawa Indian School. My older sister went to Chumawa. There will be a reunion at the Westwood Hotel. There will be a cover charge and live music October 20th at 9 p.m. So we have several callers. We have an anonymous phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, Carolyn. Good morning. This is Ann.
Oh, good morning, Ann. Good morning, Ann.
This is Ilakutu.
Yeah.
There was those big, they were floating, there were three of them. Mahamiwi, that looting tank, they should be Mogul Knack Bagaluting Angia Kittis Hugo Nitoko, Doko, Tias Hotis Right. Is shooting down with tank speed square row looting.
Mumish looting in English.
Oh no, Mumish Yuchten Kalach. Ach, but they were slew when we were about to go in the slew, and there were these three tanks were floating in the slew in the water.
Oh, very dangerous.
Yeah, we just got in there, and we seen them there floating. There was nobody, but there were people across of us. I don't know what's going. They just check their workers.
I hope someone out there is listening. I hope someone out there is listening. That can be dangerous, especially when it's...
That's, you know, it's, sir. The bird should be moved somewhere, not in the slough.
Which slough are you talking about? Straight slough?
Slewing vessel.
Straight slough?
That slough where people always park.
Oh, Boat Harbor, Amica.
Boat Harbor, no, not Boat Harbor, but that the slough. We call it slough.
Oh, okay. Brown slough?
Brown slough.
I hope someone
now,
is...
Now, Boat Jakwani, they should move it somewhere. It was dangerous for you, Nate.
Well,
they should move that bird somewhere, parking space.
I hope someone is listening out there, because that can be pretty dangerous out there, especially
that's
when it gets dark.
Pretty dangerous. We've seen it, those big 20 square it. So they were floating in front of us.
Oh.
And there were people telling us we just parked in the... We just went through them and we just parked it. Anyway, but then I'm telling...
Okay.
Bye.
Have a good weekend. Folks, be aware that there is three square tanks floating on entry to Brown Slough. We thank Kuyanakfa'an and Akkachok for letting us folks know that watch out for them by the barge at Brown Slough. Maybe someone can contact those folks at the barge there at Brown Slough. Good morning. We have Sam on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
I wasn't sure what she was talking about. What floated in the water?
There was, I guess she was saying there's three, look like small, medium-sized tanks that are floating on Brown Slough, which are very hazardous and dangerous near the barge.
Yeah. I would call the port office. I don't know their number, so call the city port office. That's their project. They could go down there and take care of it. Anyway, I'm calling about search and rescue deals. We're pretty much running out of spots to look for Mr. Tom and Mr. Park. If anybody has any idea, call me, 545-6555. And then I want to talk about how it's unsafe. And it's starting to get dark. People are drinking and trying to go home. Or come back to vessel, and they're running out of gas. like we had two or three calls between here and Nebuskat that people were drinking, ran out of gas, and they call us at 4 or 5 in the morning to go get them. Our team is burning out. There's only like a few of us that do this, and if they could call their family members or somebody like that, if they're that close and it's a non-emergency, call your family members or your friends. We're getting tired of picking people up just a, 10-minute ride, and most of us have to get up and go to work in the morning. But we'll do it, if we have to. If you can't find anybody else, then call us. But make that a note.
Doesn't the state troopers, don't they have like a boat? Do they ever troll the rivers? I mean, this is a pretty big issue that we're having here with public intoxication, especially on the river. That's so dangerous.
Yeah, and then a couple of weeks ago, I had to go up to Church Slough because a couple of fellas from upriver decided they were going to drink in Bethel, and then they left and they got caught in the storm. Remember, I don't know, it was a couple of weeks ago, and we had like 3-4 foot waves on the other side of Straight Slough. Their boat filled up, and they weren't paying attention because they were drinking. And they got up there by the, I guess we're going to call it the group home, fish camp.
Yeah.
And their boat swamped right there. So they were lucky that they didn't make it through Church Slough, or we would be dragging the river for them. And no one was wearing float coats.
So not good.
Yeah. So we hung out with them, made them a good fire, warmed them up. Waited for their people to come down from their village and took care of them.
I really appreciate Sam, Samuelson, and the search and rescue for all your hard work and dedication for folks up and down the river.
Yeah. We don't mind doing it, It's okay, and then I have another item here for all search and rescue members. We'll have tickets available on Saturday for our annual raffle fiddle dance. The door will be open at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Run down there and see Mike. We need all your help out there, our members.
When is your fiddle dance?
Usually the weekend of the Thanksgiving.
Oh, the weekend of Thanksgiving. Okay.
Yeah. It's 2 days of fiddling, Friday and Saturday. I think we open like 7 to 2 in the morning.
I know, I went to that 1 year and I won a kasak, I won fuel. I was so happy I won something. But that's always a really good event to attend to help the search and rescue.
Okay. That's about all I have, other than say your prayers for the Yukon searchers. Hopefully they'll get a team up there with the sonar and locate where the engine is from the airplane crash, and then searchers will go from there.
Well, we thank you very much, Sam. I know it's a lot of work out there, and folks do need to be aware of their surroundings.
Yeah, especially now that it's really cold, dress accordingly, and don't drink with your kids in the boat. We had to go pick up a couple downriver, and they had a couple of kids in the boat, and that's just totally wrong. It's just wrong.
It's very wrong. Children shouldn't be taking care of adults that are making poor choices. But what I said earlier, Sam, isn't there like a police force that, I know they own a boat, why aren't they forcing this on the river as well?
I only think the troopers have a boat and the fire department has a boat. I don't think the Bethel PD have one.
You think that troopers would be out there as well, because this is a big issue that we're having here on the river.
Yeah, it's burning us out, all these close calls, and people can, they can actually call their friends and family and, to get them out of bed and go, because we're burning out on these 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning calls.
Okay, thank you.
Such people aren't gearing up right. They're not getting enough gas because, they're sipping and their mind is not 100% the way it should be when you're out on the boat.
Exactly. And with the temperatures getting colder as it is, folks need to be aware of their surroundings and think out there.
Right.
Thank you so very much for the phone call, Sam. We really appreciate the search and rescue folks out there. Thank you, Sam. Have a good day. We have Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I don't have my radio on, but I really like to thank Sam and rest of his crew for their excellent job they're doing. I thank you deep down inside my heart, because it's very important that what you guys are doing. I'd like to end up seeing that more along the river, because there's times that we need that search and rescue crew to do a lot of help with other people. But just to hear the complaints about all the intoxication. I'm an alcoholic myself too. You know, I ain't a perfect person, but doggone it, them state troopers and VPSOs are listening out there. You know, you're being paid. You know, these search and rescue volunteers are just—they're volunteers to go out there and help the people. But the cops are being paid to go, get out and help people. And once you call them, you call a VPSO, and the VPSO never do nothing. You call the troopers, and the troopers play a tag game with call a VPSO, and you got villages that don't have VPSOs, and you call troopers, and what, 2-3 days later, you finally get a response. What we're going to have to do? I mean, a lot of times it seems sure enough that we're going to have to wait till something bad happens. And why? You get a call, why not respond within 24 hours? It sure seems like I'm calling this talk show just being mad about something. And, people are telling me that, they're hearing me calling the talk show about me complaining about something, but this is not only my life. And
this is really serious, though, with this folks being intoxicated and driving on the river, especially if there's kids involved, Tom. That really breaks my heart. I'm glad folks are talking about it, but let's call the state troopers and get them involved and use their boat. I know they have a boat.
Yeah, and it's also happening, not only on the river, it's around town too. I'll admit I've been in jail, and it ticks me off really, having them wait till something bad happens.
Exactly. I think folks that are listening out there should voice their opinions and call the state troopers up or the VPSOs out in the village. I know they have boats. This should really be enforced. There should not be any folks being intoxicated on the river. Someone could lose their lives. A child could be lost. And why should search and rescue crew, they have worked such tireless hours of searching for two bodies, be, they go out of their way. So I really appreciate your call, Nick.
I mean, even calling in a person that's being on probation, they're not responding to these things. It's, what can we do? I've been in those shoes before on probation, and I got to watch where I'm walking, and it's pretty sad to end up seeing that you got to, you call and report somebody, or you call and you need help, and nothing happens.
I think more folks need to call the state troopers up, or even the VPSO administration. Things need to be get done about this. We thank you for your call, Nick.
And, I'd like to end up saying I heard about these two wonderful ladies are winning, and here they got that bus transit passes in Bethel. And there from Aniak, Linka Sakar, and Clara Morgan. Congratulations, you two wonderful ladies. I look up to you too, and you're my elders, and I love you guys. And I'd like to say congratulations to your winning with your what just went on with I'd just like to congratulate those two wonderful ladies.
Well, thank you. It's the businesses that have made it possible that help with our daily prizes. That was Clara Morgan and Miss Sakar.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for calling, Nick. We have another couple of callers calling in. We thank you for calling in and making your voice be heard. Okay, good morning. We have, I believe, is an email. Would you be able to read it?
This email is in response to that caller about the tanks. This is from Brandon Leary. Yesterday afternoon, three empty 20-foot containers, freezer vans, were accidentally knocked over into Brown Slough and were immediately removed by dock workers. That's from Brandon Leary.
Okay, well, you heard it, folks. Brandon Leary did call. Those tanks that were hazardous had been removed. So I'm glad someone got it on it right away before there was an accident. So with that being said, on in Akechok, and those folks out there worried about the tanks, those were taken care of. We have James on the line. Good morning, James.
Yes, just to say a very good morning to the wonderful people of YK Delta and the people at AFN, which I'm watching on 360 North, coming from Chivak.
Good morning, Chivak. Yeah. We love it when our Chivak folks give us a call every Friday. I know folks were watching AFN. I've been watching it. It's been pretty nice to see our wonderful local folks. Anna Hoffman was newly elected again co-chair for AFN, and Dr. Robert Nick also won an award at AFN. Congratulations to you both. We have Alexi on the line. Good morning, Alexi.
Yeah, good morning. Well, I was that lady called from Maketo, and she keeps saying square metals and all that. They were, well, she was talking about the vans, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And those vans, when they are empty, they're water sealed. They will float. They're waterproof. And I heard that they are already taken care of, that they were knocked down into the Brown Slough and they were retrieved already. And that's what I heard on the radio. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that lady from Akecha was concerned on her point of view was the vans. That's how she described it. Square.
Yeah.
And when she said that, it just came into my mind. Vans. There's a lot of vans in the dock.
Yeah, we didn't realize what kind of objects they mm-hmm. were, but that makes sense now. And I'm glad that Mr. Leary had just
yes.
called up our station, and it was nice to hear that they were already taken care of.
Well, that's good, because that's hazardous, very hazardous. Now, the other thing was the barge. The barge shouldn't be in the slough. They take up a lot of space, and where they put it where the deep part is. If you go into the Brown Slough, right where the mouth is, if you go on the right side, you're going to hit the sandbar. And if you go on the left side, that's where the channel is. And that is where they are parking the barges. They shouldn't be there. I believe that slough is for boats only, to me. That's all I have to say. That lady that called from Makgetcha had a really good concern, and I'm glad that it's already taken care of. And good morning to you all that are listening. Have a nice day. Take care of yourselves. Kuyana.
Good morning. And I love it when things get done, taken care of right away. For calling and letting us know that there was some hazardous things floating at the Brown Slough, and Mr. Leary had taken upon himself and took care of that. So thank you very much. We just have about 9 more minutes left. I wanted to let folks know out there, please pick up your prizes here at KYUK. There's quite a few folks out there that need to pick up their prizes. We will be here till 5 p.m. Theodore Nikolai, Allison Samuelson, Captain Meeks, Leonard Patton, Madeline Reichart, Paul Jenkins, Justin Winterstein, Olinka Sakar. If you're listening, please give us a call at 543-3131. Benjamin Albright, Clara Morgan, Andrew Brown from EEK, please give us a call at 543-3131. Tabitha Prince, Ann Preston, Michelle DeWitt, Theodore Nikolai, Allison Lacander, Scott Gwynn and Michelle DeWitt, you are our big grand prize winners. Get a hold of Crowley, please. And Gary Fredericks and Elizabeth Ulak and Minnie Jokey. We have Herman on the line. Good morning, Herman.
Yeah, good morning. I heard you mention AFN, and right now there's some people from that they say they're trying to make Sovereign Nation, you know, there at the AFN, and they're you're going to see that in the news. They're probably going to make it sound like a lot of people are for it, and you could even see they're already asking for people to talk to their 5 traditional caucus members in each meeting to tell them to vote to support the Sovereign Nation. But, you know, it seems like it should be up to everybody to vote on that, because already when they first started, they tried to have a big meeting and there were no quorum, and they went ahead anyway. They went ahead. There's a few people trying to do this, and it seems like they always, I don't know what they're trying to do for power or what. They're already looking for money. They're saying they might need to tax Donland Creek to pay for them, you know, to take over everything.
And what and group are you talking about?
And they're really praising the governor. They give them standing ovations. They give all the legislatures standing ovations. Somebody said to tell them, guys, you know, where's our permanent fund? They say they're helping natives. They're using natives at AFN to make themselves look good. And they're stealing from the people, because in 2 weeks, the permanent fund made enough to pay their full dividend. Family of three could get $7,000. You know, people need to wake up. And when you watch Channel 2 News and KTVA, they're owned by CBS and NBC. They're called fake news. That's what they use. So, and they attack our president, and they're for things like gay marriage and abortion and transgenders and all these, and Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, and it's crazy. And but they're being exposed right now. But you know, earlier in our show, I said it's kind of scary, you know. But then a caller called and said, you know, we don't need to be scared. God is in control. He sees all this. And even the energy to warn us about this. People coming here telling us we can't fish, and they tell us we can't be on their governing board and make the rules for us. You know, come on. It's not right. And when they say villagers who don't vote to be in that Yupik Nation, you know, or Sovereign Nation, they can just go along with it. No, we're not going to go along with it. You know, they're doing it again. Only what they want. And here, it's not what the people want. We'll see how the votes go after November 5th. There might be one village here that's Chibuk Nation, one village that's not here. They all have different rules. You know, people really need to pray and ask God for guidance and be scared for some people, yeah, who don't believe. But the people who really believe, you know, that God is in control, and people ask him for help, and Christ Jesus came, he will help us. We're at a crossroads right now in our land here. Those are my comments.
Good morning, Herman. I thank you very much for your call. It is really important to voice your opinions. I thank you very much for your calls, Herman. We only have a few minutes left. Our last caller is Cesare. Good morning, Cesare.
Good morning. I don't know anybody, too many people know about I'm sure the city going to oppose council liquor license for AC. They've been doing that before, but Vitus next to or Nordstor give the land portion of the usage of the land to driveway for the ACC liquor store located with the old Anika store. You know, go straight from the road because that'd be illegal. And to avoid that problem, they have to go through the Vitus right by the gas station, according to the plans, what I review in the website. That is really the biggest mess would have been. That First Avenue, they'd be even not closed where they have a quick liquor store, quick stop. They're even not close with these problems what they're creating right in here. You have a weekend, we have boats going up and down, gassing up. What is really difficult to put in the boats and gas up and move them out. And same place, same route, you have 100 vehicles or 50 vehicles with an hour passing through to liquor license. That be... I strongly believe it. They have to have somehow approval by this, approval by the fire marshal and state transportation safety and planning commission, because they're properly changing the usage, changing the what been designed previously. Do you know how that, like, for 20 apartments in the property because it's not enough space? And you know, added more traffic in the, because that traffic, that gas station is enough to be designed for so many vehicles pass through. And that I added all traffic from the liquor store going through the gas station to the road. That, I don't know why nobody see that, but that created biggest mess whatever we have in Bethel. Besides that, the liquor store, that is right in there. Nobody mentioned about planning commission, would they approve of them, about they have bus stop, and they have school bus if kids drop up right by it. So youth is dropping these kids from school straight to the liquor store door. You know, that is ridiculous. What the I don't know why they're not being present to the city commission, planning commission, all of those facts, because that is that thing is wrong. I hope the city council see that and oppose. I'm going talked about that in city council meeting, but I hope more people show up, because that thing is ridiculous. Anybody would have boat, they know to be facing half of a time to gas up in North Store or by this gas pumps.
Okay. Cesare,
I tell everybody to go and review those things and go to the city and testify, because that thing is dangerous for you, your kids, and your boats, and or close the gas station and use it for the road.
Okay, Cesare, our time is up for Friday Talk Line, and I really appreciate your concerns, and I'm sure folks are listening out there. Voice your opinions at the next city council meeting. Thank you so very much, Cesare, for calling in. That is at the end of our Friday Talk Line. Thank you to everyone that has made a call. A couple things going on at ONC. There will be a revival starting at 7 p.m. And Saturday and Sunday, 2 and at 7 at the ONC Multipurpose Building, a revival with Gary Simple. Also tomorrow, YK Fitness Center. The diabetes department is having a Friday zombie race. So get involved. It starts at noon at the YK Fitness Center. So Koyanakfa Spachi for listening to KYUK 640 AM with a Friday talk line. This is Mirazgan. Be safe out there on the river and to be kind to one another. Thank you for tuning in. Yeah.